Let's church say amen.
Amen.
A witness for the defense. Now, I trust that we are not soaking up too much of the news these last few weeks and months. It seems like, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with looking at the news. It's just that after a while, you'll find yourself talking to the TV. Are you with me here? You know it's the truth. Because see, the things that they be speaking to you about can cause you to get upset. Ain't that right? And then your people in your family and the neighbors will wonder, they know ain't nobody home. And they don't see nobody coming out the door with you. So they wonder who you talking to. And it's facetious, I mean, you know, but y'all know it's right. You know, you can find yourself talking at the TV. Some of the brothers even holler at when the sports is on. You know, ain't that right? But there's some things, however, they really get into your spirit. And they can start dealing with you because of your worldview, meaning that the way you believe things should be, how people ought to act. And when it seems like things aren't going that way, and for some reason, we lose sense of and sight of the fact that man is a sinner.
Amen.
And it don't matter what he wear or what he call, he a sinner. And he has no means of grace unless he knows Christ. That go for them and us.
Right.
If you don't know Jesus, you left with yourself.
Right.
But nonetheless, saints, that's not to negate the fact that there are things that should move us and should move us not just to anger, because the scripture says, be ye angry and sin not. Because what the Bible is saying, we know God understands that if you get angry, he don't tell you to be, but if you do, don't let it lead you to sin. And you know, most of us, if you don't have yourself under control, that's what you'll do. You not only sin with your mouth, but even in your emotions. You can't, excuse the expression, as a believer, you have no right to hate anybody. Watch it there. And you don't have no right to hate anybody, even if the one is a hater who you hating. Because God's going to take care of things, ain't that right? You don't want anybody to mess you up inside, because they messed up inside. The world needs somebody to show how you're supposed to do in spite of what other people do. And so you have to be careful of that. But nonetheless, you see, sometimes we'll find ourselves, you know, just waiting. We want the hammer to come down. Ain't that right? And sometimes in life, sometimes in art. What I mean by that is some of us carry over from some of the shows you watch. You know what I'm saying? You see the character in the shows you watch, and you waiting for this one to get with that one, and you know that ain't right, and some of y'all still waiting for JR. But then when it comes to life, it like we tune out or you know, so God gonna take care of things. But even now, saints, to thank the Lord, because the Bible teaches us that God has set in society, in his world, organization and order. Romans chapter 13. That God has established, listen to me, everybody who in a position of power, and everybody who's supposed to be there to carry out the right, not all of them are saved. All right? But that does not mean, however, that they still can't bear the sword. That means when they say the sword, not talk about a physical sword, but bear the sword means to carry out judiciary responsibility, accountability, and punishment.
Amen.
Come on, y'all with me here? And that goes for all. In other words, even if you as a Christian, you got to come under governing authority. Just because you saved don't mean you get a pass. If you do wrong, you get in trouble too. Oh, wait a minute. See, they must be waiting for the last part. We'll sing another song because they ain't getting with me here. Well, see, as you see this thing play out, and I'm not saying, again, you get all caught up in it, because you should be praying. Say, get that over to the Lord. But again, you see it plays out, and you see how the world is. And then you're seeking to, you know, maybe get a champion to straighten all this stuff out. You know, so now it is, yeah, they done pulled you in, and now you got to go from one phase to another. People trying to save their skin. You know, and they got all these witnesses. You got all these folks. Got you all up, people up at night wondering, well, who they talking about? What he say? You know, what he going to do? You know, all that kind of business. Well, let me just tell you this again. God knows what's going on. God knows what's happening, and we should be praying for them, because at the end of the day, they got their witnesses, and God got His. See, y'all didn't get that. Y'all didn't get that, did you? Did. See, the prosecution is trying. It got their witnesses. Ain't that right? And then the defense, they usually try to get people who they call character witnesses. They get somebody who try to speak toward the character or the way a person is, to try to get people to think that this individual is not capable of probably doing what you say. Y'all, you follow me here? So, but see now, watch this here. But see, when you have that going on, it sometimes is one word against the next, unless you got good evidence. But a lot of things, saints, in life can be basically just conjecture. Y'all know what conjecture is? Okay, if you don't, go to dictionary.com. But no, conjecture is this. Conjecture is when you form an opinion or a theory, and a lot of time it's based on the lack of information. Most of the time, people wind up, and some of us do wind up saying stuff, and we don't even know if that's the case. Ain't that right? We got to have something better to do, and after a while, the Holy Ghost going to say, get a life. Y'all can get upset what you want. But see, listen here. God has put in there, there should be justice. But it should be based on it being carried out the way God says it should, because God is the one who sits on the throne. There's no power greater than God. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for the societal and the social kind of thing to come around and to be right, you know, as long as man is in here, praise God, we should be upset when people are mistreated. But at the same token, we also saying to have our mind focused on ultimately what's going to cause man to be right in the first place. And he can't be right like he should be right if he don't have the righteous one in him. So Jesus Christ, y'all, those of us who were with me last Sunday, and we were talking about how John the Baptist and the disciples of Christ were baptized, and the scripture tell you that they were upset because Jesus was baptizing, but he didn't baptize, his disciples did. But there was this little thing that developed because they were wondering, you know, about this baptism thing, and John the Baptist had to straighten them out, and he had to get them to understand that y'all all upset about, you know, who baptized and who not and who not following me, and how those who were following me left and went following this man over here. And John said, listen here, let me straighten y'all out here. I ain't nobody. Amen. I was sent into this world to introduce the somebody. Amen. All right? And there's only one somebody that I'm going to talk about, and he's the Lamb of God. And John said, what I'm saying, no matter how hard I preach, nor how long I preach, John said, a man can receive nothing that's been given him from above. Yes, listen, I ain't got nothing to give you until it has been given. And whatever I get, I give it as I point it to the one who gives you the rest. In other words, unless you go to him, you ain't going to get nothing. So ain't no sense in you trying to get upset about me. Don't get upset about me. Don't try to look at me. Look at the one who I'm pointing to. And so they straighten that out. But then again, as you always know, saints, you always go, people like to keep something going. And in the time of Christ, Christ always had these folks who were following after him. And again, they had no means what to do but to try to discredit him. Whatever they can do to discredit the Lord, they went out of their way to do it. And so after Christ's forgiveness in John chapter 5, and I can't go through all of it, saints, the Lord Jesus had just healed a man who had been lame from birth. Amen. He caused a man to stand up and walk. But then as the Lord Jesus began to carry on his ministry, then he said some things that upset the people, because They begin to accuse him. They begin to say that Christ broke the law, meaning that not the civil law, but that he broke the law, meaning that he healed on the Sabbath day. And not only that, but then he said God was his father when he said, my father worketh hitherto and I work. And by virtue of saying that, the Jews knew what Christ meant. They knew that when he said, my father worketh hitherto and I meant, that by virtue of that, he elevated himself and made himself equal with God. In essence, he said, if God is working, then I'm working too. And by virtue of saying that, he elevated himself in their sight, saying he's equal with God, and he called God his father. Not like they would call God his father, but they couldn't say that by nature, but Christ said God is his father. They knew what he said. They knew what he meant. So they tried to slay him. They tried to kill him because they said he broke the law. Christ began to explain to them, and he began to go over a thing. I can't go over because it's not part of my message. But he began to show them and demonstrate to them this, basically, one thing here. That my Father has given me all judgment. And what the Father does, I do nothing except the Father do it in me. Y'all follow me here? And as he began to share with them about who he is and what he can do it, and how the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who will ultimately be the resurrection, that at the end of the day, saints, when you stand before Jesus Christ, no, when you stand before God's throne, and if you have not become right with God before you die, when you stand before that throne, all that naysaying, all that gainsaying, all that rejection of Christ, all that the people are doing, guess who you're going to meet on the throne? You ain't going to be able to say, you ain't going to be able to walk by Jesus and say, listen, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to the Father. The Father had put the Son, gave all judgment to the Son. You're not going to bypass Jesus and get to God the Father. And so Christ began going back and forth with them. Stay with me for a moment. Verse 15. So after the man departed, and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. And from there, saints, we go all the way down to verse 29, and that tells you what we're just talking about. But then the Lord Jesus picks it up. He says, verse 30, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Now, don't be careful. When he says that, he does not mean that when he says something about himself, it's false. What he means is he used the statute from the Old Testament where out of the mouth of two witnesses, a matter is verified. Are y'all following me here? Come on now. He said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You sent unto John, and he bear witness unto the truth. Are y'all with me? In other words, when Jesus came and what came to the world, and as his ministry began to start, John the Baptist was down by the River Jordan. He was calling people to repentance. As the folks came down to see what John was talking about and who he was talking about, he was preaching the kingdom of God. And they wondered, now, who is it that John had talked about? And John said, listen here again, like we said before, don't come to me. It ain't me. It's the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world. And what Christ said, when you came to see John, John bore witness of me. He bore witness of the truth. In other words, what he said about me is true. John bore record. He identified. He testified of who I was. Are you with me now? He said, John bore witness of the truth. So then the Lord Jesus said, but I received not testimony from man, but these things I say that you might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Two things, saints. One was John's life ended after a while. Are you with me? You ought to do what the Lord calls you to do while you can do it. And number two, check this out. Number two, if you look at the end of John's life, this is secondary. As you get into John's life, John eventually wound up in prison, amen, and ultimately his head cut off. But John also had a little quandary, because when all these things began to fall apart, he wondered about Christ because of the way the people responded to John's preaching, and also ultimately about Jesus. See, everybody began to follow Jesus at first till, again, he started preaching certain things. Then it began to fall off. And John was in prison wondering, wait a minute, are you the one I should look for, or should I look for another? Because listen, this ain't panning out like I thought. Are y'all following me here? Come on here. I say, let me just a little sidebar here. See, when you talk about Jesus, be careful, number one, that you don't tell people things that Jesus will do for them that he didn't tell you to tell them. Yeah, he didn't tell you to tell people, if you get saved, he will fix all your bills. God didn't tell you to say that. If you get saved, God will fix your family right away, right back. Soon as you get saved, God will fix your family right up. If you get saved and you sick, God will heal you right away. He didn't tell you to say that. He told you to tell people to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Now, God ultimately can do that, but you do not have the authority to tell people anything past than what he called you to do. Now, I say that because sometimes you find yourself in a situation having to explain to people why God didn't change their life in a certain area. God didn't tell you to do that. All you can do is pray for them and pray with them and trust God for them. But at the end of the day, it's up to God for those other things. Because you can call people to get disillusioned because they say, wait a minute, I thought you told me if I got saved, he would fix all my bills up. He would take care of my credit. And listen, that was 5-6 months ago, and I'm still broke. And you told me I was saved. And I said, listen, you're not supposed to do that. You have no right to do that. You have no right to inject in the gospel something that God did not tell you to tell people. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's why folks mess around with the cross, and you add stuff to what Jesus came to die for.
Amen. Yes, sir. All right.
Let me move on here.